听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, this is Young Fulmer, and welcome to JustVocabulary.com. This podcast introduces English GRE words to improve your vocabulary. And today's two words,
histrionic
and
immaculate.
We'll also review a word from our previous show, but now let's get started with our first word,
histrionic.
Histrionic. Mark gave a histrionic sigh and slumped in his chair.
Histrionic.
Lisa is known for her histrionic outbursts, which occur whenever her boyfriend is not paying attention to her.
Histrionic.
Joanne also has a penchant for histrionic temper fits with lots of throwing of dishes and door slamming.
Histrionic.
The word histrionic is spelled H-I-S-T-R-I-O-N-I-C.
Histrionic.
What does it mean? Histrionic means overly theatrical or melodramatic in character or style. It means overly emotional or overly showy. Histrionic may sound like history, but it actually comes from a Latin word, histrionicus, which means actor. Histrionic is often used to describe someone who is being overly dramatic. Here's another example. Mary yelled, "There is no need to be so histrionic. This isn't really that big a deal."
Histrionic.
Okay, some synonyms. Theatrical, dramatic, exaggerated, showy, or overdone. And an antonym is genuine. Okay, then it's time for our second word of the day.
Immaculate.
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 My aunt's kitchen was always immaculate.
Immaculate.
Arnold Schwarzenegger gave an immaculate performance as the aging hero.
Immaculate.
When Lisa arrived at the party, her white dress was immaculate, but unfortunately, Mark spilled his drink over Lisa's immaculate dress.
Immaculate.
The word is spelled I-M-M-A-C-U-L-A-T-E.
Immaculate.
What does it mean? Something that's immaculate is perfectly clean, neat, or tidy. For instance, Lisa's white dress was perfectly clean and spotless. But immaculate can also mean free from flaws or mistakes. Example, my guitar is in immaculate condition. It means perfect. Okay, some synonyms, clean, spotless, or perfect, or flawless. And to antonyms, dirty or imperfect. All right, it's time for a review question. And I wonder if you still remember the meaning of the word
loathe. Loathe.
To loathe means to hate something intensely or to dislike something intensely. Some synonyms, abhor or detest. Okay, here's an example sentence. Frank loathes the idea of having to go back to work tomorrow.
Loathe.
Okay, and that's it for today's episode. I want to thank you for downloading the show, and I want to invite you to visit justvocabulary.com. I hope you learned two new words today also. And for now, I wish you a great day and hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.